Questions and answers. Question. What happens when people reach such a level of selfless love that they are genuinely willing to take the place of those who are suffering? Can they actually do so, and what happens to them? Answer. People with a strong level of compassion and selfless love are ready to make sacrifices to allow others to excel, even if it means they have to share their credits or give them up altogether. When there is no other way to assist, they can share their strength, love, and spiritual energy to help someone else. God will intervene on behalf of someone who really lives and thinks this way. The problem is that normally we try to control, manipulate, and dominate others. Consequently, we keep experiencing all kinds of miseries. Remember, spiritual realization is not something imposed on us or a state of being that we can get from outside. It is something dormant within us. Our outside experiences are meant to help us develop more faith and gain more clarity about how to access the realization we already possess. We have simply covered it over with innumerable superfluous concerns. In our insanity, we try to run away from those states of consciousness that are most beneficial for us. Question. My mother has an aging dementia, which is like Alzheimer's. It keeps getting worse, but she has no physical deterioration. I've just assumed that this situation was her karma. Am I wrong? A friend recently asked me why I don't help her more. Answer. We should always try to heal ourselves and others. Some people are active healers and have the ability to channel healing energy or allow the Lord to use them to help someone else. But we are all healers, because we can always help others raise their level of consciousness. Every sickness has a consciousness component, and we can help others learn to live better so as not to get sick, or to use the sickness as a means of acquiring more spiritual realizations. We can show those who are ill how to avoid being depressed and overwhelmed by the illness. To be healers, we do not necessarily have to lay hands on someone, offer prayers at a distance, or engage in other types of metaphysical activities. We can simply assist others by helping make improvements in their character or by helping to relieve them of some of their suffering, even if it is nothing more than just a visit and a few kind words. If we are carrying a higher spiritual energy, we will automatically uplift the other person's spirits by our natural radiation. As you speak to your mother or read to her from any of the scriptures, even though her mind may not understand, her soul will. As you allow yourself to connect with her in a spiritual way, she will be able to receive what you have to offer. Unfortunately, sometimes nurses and doctors unwittingly discourage or even kill by the comments that they make when they think a patient cannot hear or understand. People who are anesthetized or in a coma can still take in what we say on some level. Under anesthesia, although the body is asleep, a part of one's consciousness is still active and extremely receptive to the surroundings. Under such conditions, a negative comment about a patient's prognosis can be devastating because the unconscious accepts it as the truth. Someone who has been exposed to such words may become depressed and hopeless for no apparent reason. That is why people in the caring professions should be careful to manifest higher energies and to speak positively, lovingly, and with compassion at all times. They can help their patients heal faster and more completely. On the other hand, if they are not careful, they can destroy any chances for recovery. Question. Many spiritual organizations are talking about purchasing rural land to develop self-sufficiency and to get away from the dangerous, violent conditions in the cities. Is this compassionate? If we're still trying to save ourselves, how do we help those who need us the most? Answer. First, understand that those persons and organizations that are leaving the city just to save themselves will be part of the devastation. This is not compassionate behavior. Everything that happens on this planet is highly monitored. People are aligned to various energies based on their consciousness. Those who are trying to get away from any environment just for reasons of self-preservation are already deeply caught up in egotistic nonsense, and they will carry the same nonsense wherever they go because their consciousness has not changed. That being said, urban life is unnatural. Factories, pollution, superficial commodities, sealed buildings, all this and much more is completely contrary to a natural way of life. In cities, people have little ability to grow anything. They must depend upon supermarket food, as well as upon electricity, elevators, gas-fueled cars and trains, and many other manufactured items that remove them from the natural order. Rural environments, where they can rely on nature to a greater degree, are healthier. In such an environment, we can connect more easily with higher energies because there is less interference. Although many people are fleeing the city just to save themselves, there are others who have an unselfish, compassionate motivation. These individuals and groups are trying to demonstrate to others how to become self-sufficient and live off the land. They are making efforts to implement the motto, simple living and high thinking. Such people and communities are in a more exalted position that brings divine protection. Keep in mind that many souls may have to meet physical death as the earth cleanses itself. This cleansing is concerned with consciousness, and many souls will have to be recycled. But many other souls will be able to remain here to help create a sort of heaven on earth. In fact, a great number of souls have deliberately come to this planet at this time to finish up some work for their soul's evolution and so graduate to the higher realms. What happens will be based on each person's level of consciousness. God never leaves any of us alone at any time. Higher agents are always ready to help us. There are particular environments, such as many rural areas, that attract evolved beings from the higher realms more than others. When we spend more time in such environments, we can more easily become aware of the presence of these beings. That is why it is very important to develop some connections outside of the city. In rural settings, we are more likely to have a sense of control over our destiny and experience more natural ways of life. We can express more of our higher nature and consequently become more fit to help others. Such environments provide powerful support for the practice of compassion.